check. 1, 2, 3. All right, let's get it popping. Hello, what's going on? It's episode 5. What the hell was that? Hey, how's it going? So I missed a day. Womp womp. I missed a day, but that's okay. I missed a day, but that's okay. Because I'll just go twice as long today. It's all good. How's it going? This is episode 5. I missed a day because here's why. It is Sunday today. Yesterday was Saturday, my first weekend day of doing this pod. Actual weekend, not my weekend. My weekend's Monday, Tuesday. We had a friend visiting from out of town who used to live here, who we haven't seen in a while. And it was so nice to see him. And we hung out at home. My Dan, my fiance, they went to high school together. His name's Curtis. And so he drove him around town and showed him all the new construction that's going on. And, you know, kind of what's new since he moved away. He moved away about, I think a year and a half ago. And then they came back and we had lunch outside in the backyard. It was delightful. We made some chicken drumsticks on the grill and some potato salad and a regular salad and a little salad. It was great. It was so nice to see him. And he actually has, he's somewhat of a aspiring influencer himself. He's part of the Snack Network. They have a YouTube channel. Check it out. They try new snacks and drinks all the time. I think like every 3 days. So pretty often they're uploading new stuff. And they do little videos and video. I think it's a video podcast. So check that out. But anyway, so we hung out with him, and then by the time they left, the guys went out to golf, and then I had like 10 minutes, and then my work shift started. So I had to get right to work. Oh, I don't like how, I was trying, okay, so I'm trying, does anybody know how to work Audacity? I can't figure out how to, so when I like listen to my voice, there's a little bit of a, there's like a partial second delay, and I can't listen to, I'd like to be able to hear myself while I'm talking, but the delay messes me up, and I can't figure out how to fix it. I do have an old version of Audacity that I can't update because I have, my iMac is from 2011, and so I can't get the latest Audacity version. I don't know if that's why I can't sync it up. Maybe it has something to do with the frame rate. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. If anybody knows how to work this program, let me know. I would love to figure this out because I'd like to be able to hear myself as I'm talking. But it's fine. So I have one muff on, one muff off, so I can hear myself in real life. I'd rather be able to hear myself, like what I sound like in the microphone. But it's okay. So my work shift started, and I got pretty busy at work, went and shot a couple of things. I'm a videographer. I work for a news station, and so I go out, and I get sent out to shoot various things, sometimes good, sometimes bad. I went to a car accident, and then a carnival, and then I went to a church to talk to them about the Catholic diocese lifting mask restrictions. God, I cannot mask restrictions. I did that yesterday too when I was talking to the deacon. I was like, how do you feel that the diocese of Lisbon oh my fuck. This is embarrassing. Mask restrictions. Mask restrictions. Mask restrictions. Okay, that is a tongue twister. I'm going to make that the word of the day. If you can say mask restrictions casually in conversation, you get a gold star. You get all the gold stars because I still have not been able to say it straight once. Mask restrictions. I give up. Mask mandates. Mask mandates is what I should have said because that's a lot easier to say. And then I went to another car accident. So I just got busy at work and I got on my break and I thought maybe I'll record a little bit on my break. And I got the worst headache. I think it's because I didn't record. It was punishing me. I was being punished for not sticking to my goal. I got a headache. I had to lay down. I took a nap. I slept through my whole break. And I woke up and yeah, went back out to work. And that was when I went to the car accident and the carnival. The carnival was so cute. Oh my gosh. It feels so nice having the maskless freedom now. Like, events are starting up again. There was a parade a couple towns over yesterday. It was just like a summer parade, maybe like a Memorial Day parade a week late. But yeah, summer's here, and this is the weekend, the first weekend in June. The neighborhood I live in does a kind of like a neighborhood festival. It was technically officially canceled, but of course there's still people partying and having fun. And the thing that everyone does is they rent golf carts. So there's golf carts driving around all over the streets and people playing music and people setting up their bands on the porch and playing live and, you know, having some drinks. And everybody has yard sales. Normally, if we were actually having the festival, there'd be food trucks. And all the businesses would have their doors open. You can walk in on walking around whatever, everywhere. Walk around everywhere. And normally we'd have a big parade. And it is like next to the Pride Parade that we have. I love parades. Okay, does anybody else do this? I'm going to get real for a sec. At some point, whenever I watch a parade, at some point, I always tear up. Am I the only one? At some point, I always just get so overwhelmed with joy that I tear up. I start crying. And then I have to, like, hide my face or I put on my sunglasses. And it's usually if there's, like those little kid dance crews that come through and they're, like, not very good yet because they're learning. But they're trying so hard and they're just so happy to be there and so excited and everyone's waving and laughing, and it's usually at that point that that's when it hits me. I'm like, this is such a happy day. Like last year, and well, not last year, 2 years ago, it would have been during our Pride Parade. I must have been just already emotional that day because I teared up multiple times because I just kept thinking about, this is such a joyous day. Everyone is just free to be themselves. Everyone's wearing rainbows. Everyone's wearing their brightest colors. It's just the happiest thing. I love parades. They make me so happy. Too happy. My new thing today. I posted about it, a story on my Instagram. I did a Zumba class. I signed up. A new gym I'd never been to. I signed up. I went. I didn't think about it too much. And I had so much fun because I went into it of the mindset of this is going to be fun. I wasn't thinking about, how am I going to get the steps? I don't know anybody here. I've never been here before. I don't know what to expect. I just jumped head first in and I had so much fun. I didn't even care that I couldn't get the feet. You know, I'm decent at salsa, I think. I don't know. You know, I have rhythm. I have dance experience. I was on my dance team in high school. So I have that going for me. But I couldn't stop smiling the whole time. And the music was going. And it was so much fun. I highly recommend trying a Zumba class. And I kind of liked that I didn't know anybody there. Because there was no one looking at me. There were no mirrors. You know, usually they have a mirror and you can see yourself and everyone else can see you. There were no mirrors. I kept moving the whole time. And I had so much fun. I loved it. And I actually sneakily took some video of myself. So I'm going to post that. I'll post it by the time I post this episode. So that'll be up on my Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast. Go ahead and give it a follow. I'll be posting more of what I'm doing and episode alerts and things. So yeah, that's my new thing. Oh, I also, I went to my neighborhood coffee shop that I've been to a million times, and I got a drink I'd never gotten before. I wanted to get an iced latte with almond milk because I don't do dairy. And I asked the guy, what's your favorite syrup? And he said, I really like raspberry syrup with cinnamon powder. And I love cinnamon. I usually get cinnamon. I get cinnamon often. But I never would have thought to get raspberry. I never would have thought to get a fruit syrup in a coffee drink. But it was delicious. It wasn't too sweet. You know, a little bit sour from the raspberry. They make all their syrups in-house. It was so good. And I was so glad that I asked and tried it, because I never would have tried that otherwise. I usually just get the same thing. This is not a new thing for me, but on the way over, it's very hot today. It's probably at least 90 degrees today. So I drove to the gym with all my windows down and everything. And I popped in my favorite CD. I just got it at Goodwill recently. It's Shania Twain's Come On Over. Man, I'm pretty sure that album has magical powers. I'm pretty sure if we gave every woman in America that CD and you listen to it with the windows down driving around, it'll solve all your problems. I think we need to get every woman in America that CD. An actual CD. Well, I guess, but first we would have to make sure that they still put CD players in cars. Do they still put CD players in cars? My car has a CD player. My car's an 08. I don't think they do. That makes me sad. I guess you could listen to it on streaming or whatever. It's just not the same, you know? It's not the same, because when you get a CD, you get all the art with it. You get to open it up, put the disc in, and then you can look through the little booklet. I love the little booklets, especially if they have the lyrics in there, and you can listen through the songs and read the lyrics and learn the lyrics, and they have all of the instrumentation and all of the this album in particular. It does have a lot of different instrumentations and a lot of different people playing different instruments. Like, there's no, like, the only commonality between the songs is that Shania helped write all of them. And the producer, I think. They might have some different producers. But, it's just such a joy, and it's so nostalgic. And I love CDs. The experience. It's like putting on a record. It's the same kind of thing, but it's just in your car. I don't really ever listen to CDs in the house. CDs are for the car. They're more portable, you know, than a record. Same thing with records, though. It's the experience of, I'm going to listen to an album. Go through your records, you pick out a disc, put it on, you pick up the needle, move it over, you drop it, you hit play, adjust the volume. There's a little crackle, and then it starts. And, like, it's like, because you put in all that effort to get it started, you know, you got to sit and listen to it. You don't just put on a record and walk away and forget that it's on, because you have to flip it. Unless you have one of the fancy ones that flips it for you, which I don't. You got to flip it yourself. And you have to pick up the needle and put the record on and drop the needle and put the, not the needle, but the middle part, what's it called? Spindle? Is that the right word? Spindle? I don't know. The middle thing. You can't just put it on and forget about it. You know, it's the whole experience of listening to music. And that's, you know, you can get that with CDs too. Leave CD players in cars. That's my campaign platform. Leave CD players in cars, and every car you buy comes with a free Shania Twain Come On Over CD. And you have to listen to it at least once a month. Or I will send somebody to slap your hand. Because you're doing it wrong. Yep, there we go. There's my... I'm going to run for some kind of office on that platform. And there's no way I can lose. There's no way I can lose. Where are we at? I started recording this on the same track as a former... I'm recording all the episodes in one Audacity file. So I just have like 7 or 8 tracks going. It's a little chaotic. Just a little chaotic, but that's all right. Where are we at? Like 17-ish minutes. That's pretty good. That's not quite double what I've been doing. I can talk for 3 more minutes. Make it double. Or 3 or 4. What's 11? Wait, how long was my longest one? 11? What's 11? 22. So, I have to talk for... I can't math. Holy crap. I don't know. Whatever. I'll just keep going. Let's see. It's Sunday. Sunday. I'm off tomorrow. I gotta work tonight. I'm off tomorrow. What am I gonna do tomorrow? Oh. I'm bad at thinking ahead. But this exercise, whatever you're calling this thing, is helping me get better organized with what I'm gonna do because I gotta think ahead. Oh, wait. I do work tomorrow because I traded. I traded someone. I work daytime tomorrow. But I'm off next Sunday because of it. Because I traded. Which is what I'm doing. The big kind of scary thing. You'll see. So I do work tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. As always, if listening to this inspires you to try something new, I'd love to hear about it. Leave me a voice message on Anchor. Or you can DM me and I'll read it. You can DM me on Instagram. I'll read it out. I'll read it in the pod. Text me, whatever. If you have something to contribute, if you have an idea for me, something I should try, let me know. I've gotten a couple ideas from friends and people listening that I'm going to try. And I will mention you when I do the thing. When/if. Because there's no guarantees in life. Yeah, and thanks everyone for listening. Thanks for all the feedback I've been getting. I'm trying to be better at... I realize that I'm going... I say and then I go... So I'm working on stopping that. But you know what? I can't control my regular speech pattern. You know? So... Leave me alone. I'll try to work on it. I want to be better at talking. And I don't like when my voice goes down like this. Because then I sound like... I don't know. So I'm working on it, guys. All right? One day at a time. The pyramids weren't built in a day. The pyramid schemes weren't built in a day. All right? The multi-level marketing schemes weren't built in a day. Give me a heckin' break. It's only day 6. Episode 5, day 6. Oh my gosh, I just realized now all my episodes are going to be off a day. Oh no, what have I done? What have I done? Oh, the repercussions. Oh no. Okay, well, it's episode 5, but it's June 6th. We're going to be off. It's all right. We're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this. Remember your word of the day? Mask restrictions. Mask restrictions. Lifted the mask restrictions. Lifted the mask restrictions. Bonus points if you can add lift in. Lift. The CDC has lifted mask restrictions. There's the phrase. If you can get that out casually without stumbling, I challenge thee. You get all the gold stars. So that's your word of the day. Follow on Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast. Check out the video of me doing decent at Zumba. I'll take decent. I did all right. I didn't hurt myself. You know, I got a good pump in, got a good little workout, had fun, I laughed, smiled, met some new friends, met some new people, and it's a good day. Happy Sunday. I hope y'all have a good end of your weekend, if you listen to this today, or whenever you're listening. And yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, if I don't forget again, or get a headache again. All right, peace.